Brian Pawlowski first heard about BES in 2013.
I reached out to them and I asked, are you interested in me applying? And they said, yeah, you can go ahead and apply, but if you apply, you're going to have to move because we're not coming to Buffalo because it's too politically toxic and there's no funding. And I said, thanks, but no thanks.
Pawlowski was working at the now closed Oracle Charter School at the time, so he understood what he'd be up against if he ever got the opportunity to start his own school.
Charters do not have a very strong reputation in the city of Buffalo. Buffalo, for many years, was a city that I think saw the national perspective of who we were, and we put up walls. And as a result, we didn't learn as much as we could have.
But Pawlowski says he's seen a lot of change over the past 10 years. Say Yes came to town, then Teach for America, and City Year. But most importantly,
the Cullen Foundation had been funded pretty extensively from Jack Cullen, half of which was to go to urban education reform.
The Cullen Foundation funded both Pawlowski and Joelle Fermato's participation in the BES Fellowship and gave each of their schools $400,000 in startup money. The foundation declined an interview request for the story, but Executive Director Florian Lehr said in a written statement, "We fund what works." And Pawlowski says his school is working, according to the learning software he and his team use to assess students.
This is fourth grade. We started off with only 12% on grade level in fourth grade. 39% were one grade level behind, 49% were two or more. Fifth grade started off here. So by the end of the year, we had increased more than double from 12% to 28% were on grade level. And we had whittled fourth grade.
New York State test results show that charters outperform public schools in both ELA and math. But the highest performing charter schools are in New York City. In Buffalo, charters have had mixed success, with some, but not all, outperforming district schools. Here are Buffalo Board of Education members Larry Scott and Dr. Ann Rivera.
It looks like the charter schools in Buffalo or Western New York area and ELA scored about 7% higher. For math, I think it's about 10% higher. And to me, that's almost insignificant when you consider that they are not educating as a whole as many kids with disabilities and ELL students as well.
When numbers come out and they're not where we want them to be, we are more responsive and we put plans into place to address it. Right now, we're starting to go into looking at our goals as a district for student achievement, and our overarching goal is to accelerate the academic performance of all students.
Persistence Prep and Buffalo Collegiate both say they're open to all students, but it's true that the new schools aren't educating many English language learners yet, ELLs. And one Buffalo Collegiate parent says she knows the school is the right choice for her son, but not her daughter, who has autism.
We all know that charter schools, you know, have that issue that if you have a kid with behavioral issues, this is not the good, you know, this is not their choice.
Mariana Cole Rivera is bowling with her kids at a Buffalo Collegiate family night at Kearns Avenue Bowling Center. It's about a 10-minute drive from the school on Buffalo's east side. Nearby, Pawlowski passes his baby around while students dance to Bruno Mars and Cardi B. Sheila Williams is here too. She's enrolling her adopted foster daughter at Buffalo Collegiate this year, and she has another foster child at Persistence Prep.
I do what I do because I love kids, you know. And that's why I see inside these schools that I have brought my kids to is that the care and love they give for kids and plus the education and what they're offering them for their future to have a brighter future.
WBFO spoke to a dozen parents and family members for the series. So far, they're pretty happy with how their kids are doing at Buffalo's two newest charter schools.
My jaw dropped when he said that he wanted to read the series because, I mean, I could barely get him to even read like an article like on his favorite sport.
There were snow days where she was upset because there was no school, and that let me know that she was very happy where she was and well-adjusted. So I'm thoroughly pleased with the decision to move her to Buffalo Collegiate.
Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.